Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome to Your Greatest Life. This is Debbie Dashinger. I am your host of the Dare to Dream show, 10th year on broadcast. Welcome to the celebration, because in this year I have decided I want to have the richest characters on, meaning the richest conversation for me. And I can promise you, if it makes me excited and curious and want to know more and learn, like as in a master class, then you shall gain too. And I've been hearing from a lot of you about the caliber of people who have been on, and today will be no different. A little bit later, I am going to be talking about ways to live your greatest life, but just so you have a little teaser here, I've got Sonia Grace, who will be on later. She has spent a lifetime traveling in the angelic realms, communicating with the archangels and sharing their wisdom. Sonia is born of American Indian and Norwegian descent, and she's a mystic healer. Sonia Grace has been counseling an international roster of clients for over 30 years, offering immediate stability, healing, and guidance. So in my talking about living your greatest life, the first thing that strikes me is just, you know, how funny this is, because we live in a time where everything is the five secrets to, the seven surefire ways, 10 ways to live your greatest life. And, you know, at some point we all become very immune to that. All these really fascinating marketing ploys that work for a short period of time become a barrage after a while, and they just don't work. So just know that I ain't hitting you with all that. So it's not like if you don't follow these steps, they're not the surefire ways and all of that. But I do want to talk about your greatest life. We are living. Let's talk about what we're living in right now, because I was just having a conversation with somebody a short while before the show started. She's an internationally known coach out there. She's interviewed all the time on media, and we're having this conversation and saying, like, wow, this has been an interesting year for sure for me. I thought, ending a 9-year last year, nine is about endings, and although it was not a hard year for me, but ending a 9-year, I thought, year of number one, that's right, birth, rebirth, I'm ready, bring it. I didn't recognize, at least for me, that a lot of that number one, usually birth, I am seeing, comes after something has passed. And what I'm realizing is that when someone gives birth, it's kind of difficult, right? It can apparently be a little painful till that child passes through, and then joy, joy, there's the child. So for some of us, we are going through a bit of a difficult time, because there's a lot of passings, a lot of endings, a lot of going through that birth canal. So I want to talk about ways that maybe you can show up for yourself. So that you could start to invite in a great life. And that's all it is. I mean, energetically, we're all being ramped up. So let's align with that. Because every human being on this planet is truly incredible and has the potential to live an extraordinary life. So some of the ways you can realize your own full potential is, one, do not give your power over to anyone. Meditate on that. I will say, you know, we've all heard no is a full sentence, and yes is a full sentence, but I have a new one. Let me think about that and get back to you. Let me get back to you. That for me is so powerful. I'm someone who is presented all the time with a lot of opportunities, and I know many people who are visible out on the planet feel the same way. But isn't it a beautiful thing to receive something, an invitation, personal, social, professional, and then just say, wow, let me get back to you about that. So do not give your power over to anyone, and know that you have the power to be or do anything, and no one has the power to influence you unless you let them. It's all a choice. Next, you can create space in your life. Boy, do I like this, because freedom is one of my greatest values. So you can do this by creating space first in your mind, in your being, your energy field. Like most people, I think, a lot of us think too much. You know, there's a lot of overstimulation. We're around a lot of electricity, and our bodies have electricity. There's a lot of thoughts going on. So we can break this pattern of thought by meditating. I stop every day at some point in my day, and that is my time. My puppy and I go into our private room, and we do our meditation. Meditating every day enables your awareness to grow, and awareness gives you space. And from that space comes clarity, comes focus, comes a new rejuvenating energy that flows. Next, leave the crowd. Be different. Ooh, I love this one. Are you helping other people live their dreams instead of creating your own? So important for us, none of us, to be sheep. And I hearken back to where I started in the beginning about the 10 ways to, 7 ways you must, the 5 secrets to. I'm actually collaborating with somebody, as most of you know, I do books out in the world. One of the things my company does, besides teaching people how to do media, is we take books to international bestseller. So I'm collaborating with somebody who's phenomenal and does completely the other side of books, the ghostwriting and editing and covers. So we're going to do something together. Very excited about our work. And she was so cute writing to me today and just saying, whatever our number is that we're selling out to people, shouldn't it end in a 7? Isn't that like a magic number out in the world? And yes, yeah, 7 actually is magic. But, you know, people use 9 too. But I just thought, you know, again, back to those formulas, let's not be part of the crowd. What actually feels light and right inside? What is the correct presentation? Next, face your fears. The further you move towards your fears, the smaller they actually get. And eventually, we each realize our fears are an illusion. They're created by thought or worry or future in our mind. And facing our fears is easy, because all we have to really do is use our life compass, which is our heart or intuition, and it leads us in the direction of our dreams, and always, without a shadow of a doubt, straight through our fears. Next, we can be fit and healthy. Got to say, again, straying away from the crowd, this is different for everybody. The way you eat, what you ingest, how you move your body, make sure it's light and right for you, the amount of water you drink, all of that. And, of course, for most of us, going to bed early. For me, 8 hours of sleep is pure joy. Surround yourself in a bubble of positivity and tranquility. We can all be around people who inspire us. That's really my life. I got to say, my people are my tribe. Are yours? Do you have that level of safety and I got your back and conversation, and they really represent you and you show up as your authentic self? Keep world-class company. You become like the company you keep, and it's a great reflection of you. Next, guard your dreams. We don't always have to tell everyone. You know, I've seen all these formulas, again, for dreams. And, you know, tell people, stand up for what you believe. You know, announce it. That's an energy. And I have to laugh, because in truth, I can say for myself and check in with yourself, but that doesn't work for me. Actually, the more I keep my dream to myself and go about creating it, there's much more potency for me in that. And then as it starts to manifest, you know, and for me, I just know when it's time to start opening up. But I don't have to tell everybody. I can actually inspire through action, and so can you. It doesn't have to be idle chatter. Frankly, I'm better about just getting the job done. Actions speak louder than words. And when I'm there, then I can share. Next, stay away from secondary activity. Boy, is this important. Keep your eye on your dream. Learn to say no, or let me get back to you on that. Saying no, or let me get back to you on that, is mission critical, because the closer we get to our desired outcome, the more offers we start to field. And it is so easy to get sidetracked. Email alone is incredibly sidetracking if you're doing it throughout the entire day on computers and phones. Saying no keeps the train of our life or our dreams, from being derailed. So it's so important to stay laser focused. Next, go out, go all out. and never quit. The bigger your dreams, the bigger the challenges. So we can turn our obstacles into opportunities for growth. And once we're there and we look back along on our journey from the pinnacle of success, we're going to see that everything was designed perfectly by a mind that knew more than we did. The journey is the most rewarding part because it creates us. It creates us, the human being we become once we are where we know we can be. And finally, know you're destined. It is your destiny to reach your full potential. Know you are special and you were born with a purpose. So follow the steps that I just talked about and realize the power you have, and the magic will absolutely spill into your life. Don't give your power over to anyone. Create space in your life. Lead the crowd. Be different. It's okay. Face your fears and move forward anyway. Be fit and healthy in a way that works for you. Surround yourself in a bubble of positivity and tranquility. Guard your dreams. Just move forward and get the job done. Stay away from secondary activity. Remember to say no, or let me get back to you on that. Go all out, never quit. And know you are destined to reach your full potential. Sonia Grace is here. She's an internationally known mystic and healer whose work helps people who suffer physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. She's an energy surgeon whose spirit travels to work with her clients wherever they are in the world and performs all levels of healing, including restructuring tissue, repairing organs, bones, blood, and cells. Sonia's ancestral background is a fascinating blend of Native American and Norwegian. She has been adopted by the Hopi Reservation, where she is considered a medicine woman. Sonia is the author of Become an Earth Angel and has appeared on Beyond Belief with George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM, Better TV, AM Northwest, and the Virtual Light broadcast. If you would like to learn more about Sonia Grace, go to soniagrace.com. Sonia, it's great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
I'm looking forward to our conversation of what's possible in healing today. And I think I want to preface this conversation by saying you have a particular charismatic energy. I'm going to call it charismatic for want of a better word, but it's magnetizing. And I know this because I've covered press for the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, and I'm allowed to see whoever's speaking. And I know a couple years ago when I went looking through the book, you popped out at me. And I had to go hear you speak. And then here we are years later, and for whatever reason, again, you popped out at me, and I had to have you on the show. And I realized, oh, this is the same woman who keeps popping.
That's great.
So what is that? What is that kind of energy?
You know, after everything that you just talked about, I really want to preface a few things for your listeners. One is I was born with this ability that I have. It was not easy. My earliest memory was 2 years old and seeing my guides, who were high angelic beings, on both sides of my crib, and they were helping me roll my crib across the floor so I could bang the door and get my mom to come get me out. And if you know anything about cribs, back in the day, they were very heavy, and it was virtually impossible for a two-year-old to roll a crib across the floor. So that kind of thing happened to me all the time, in that I was seeing the spirit realm, I was hearing it, I was smelling it, I was feeling it. I was doing healing work on our Dalmatian when I was 5. I mean, I've been kind of hardwired into this experience that I have and what I've branded myself as, the mystic healer. You know, and you're absolutely right, Debbie, there are 5 ways to reach consciousness. There's 7 steps that you can take, and there are 12 steps that will get you there. And I live with that in my industry all the time. The people who are preying upon people who have problems to get them to a place where they can, you know, feed off what I consider is a high level of addiction. And I feel that our society is extremely addicted not only to alcohol and drugs, but to texting and computers and, you know, pornography, gambling, you name it. There's an addiction for everything, and spiritualism has become a huge addiction for many people because people want to feel better and they want their life to go better than it's been going. So I really, you know, my whole impetus of what I do and taking these gifts out into the world is I am all about giving people tools to help them empower themselves and get the work done, because it's an inside job. It's not anything that's going to get fixed outside of ourselves. It is truly the inner work that has to be done.
Wow. Profound. Thank you for sharing all of that and saying all of that and being in the spiritual world. I see it all the time, too. And marketing absolutely preys on people and often doesn't deliver, and then there are people like you who really do. So the fact that you also said starting at 2 years old you had some cognizance of these gifts and use of these gifts, but at the same time you mentioned it was really hard. What was it that you had to go through in order to come into full ownership and acceptance and receiving of the gifts that you had?
Well, again, having been born this way, you know, I was certainly the odd child in the family, and my mom had the awareness to see that I was different, and she put me in ballet class when I was five, and I basically grew up and trained as a classical ballerina, and I danced professionally for 10 years. I was with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I had a wonderful career in the arts, and I went on and, you know, taught many students and had all kinds of, you know, ballet companies, all kinds of things that I've done in effort to literally get into this, you know, this gift, this what I was born with. This is what helped me learn how to defy time and space. This is what helped me to ground. And most of all, my classical ballet training taught me a level of discipline that has allowed me for 35 years to be the practitioner and the person that I am doing this work. I have had incredible teachers in my life, and I promote that if you are an aspiring, I want to be a healer, I want to be a, you know, a whatever, that you have a teacher, that you really understand this is a discipline. This is not something that you just go take a weekend course and poof, you're a healer, you know. And it was not easy growing up. I mean, I struggled tremendously trying to deal with, you know, night after night seeing the spirit realm walk through my room, you know, and not really have anyone to help me navigate that. You know, we're in a more spiritually groovy time now where parents are more savvy to these things and, you know, getting the proper instruction and help for their kids. But it is, you know, I wouldn't wish what I have on anyone, to be perfectly honest, because, you know, I clear entities, I clear aliens, I clear alien probes. I've dealt with all kinds of, you know, UFO, alien kinds of things, clients, myself. You know, I mean, you name it, there's this large arena that I work in. And, you know, every day I'm grateful to get up and be alive and be in service. I'm so grateful. But there are days when I'm really tired and it's hard. And I encourage anyone who's listening that's aspiring to do this kind of work to really, really ask yourself, why? Why do I need to do this work? And what is the feeling I have? Because like you said, Debbie, we all have purpose, but we don't necessarily understand how to get to that purpose because we have this giant filtering system called the ego. And the ego wants to come in and say, oh, no, it's this. Oh, no, it's that. When, in fact, the purpose may be very simple. Your purpose may be that you're here, just you and your energy is here to affect the people that are around you because you have this tremendous heart. You have this love. And all that you're doing, just being a mom and raising your kids and interacting with their friends, is being in purpose. But we assign such giant, you know, mountains to
climb. Significance and meaning.
Yes, to purpose. And, you know, I look at some of the most incredible people that I know who are, you know, they go to work, they come home, they spend time with their kids, they go to bed, they get up, they do the same thing, and they're so in purpose. And I applaud them because, you know, people are, we've gone into this rock star era, you know, because we're connected through the internet, you know, where it's like everyone aspires to be a rock star. Now we can video everything, and now everybody's got film up on Facebook, and everybody's showing film, and it's tremendous. We're really, really, you know, taking the gap out of, you know, being aware of what's going on all around the planet. But boy, if we don't have those people out there, you know, I always say this about art. If we don't have the people who appreciate art, then what are artists really going to do? Because when we create a painting, of course we want to have an audience who looks at the painting and feels something and they're moved in some way and maybe even they buy it. You know, so there has to be these sides of things to experience, to be the receiver of it. And I think it's important that people look at that and be on both sides of that. Be the artist, be the person who's appreciating the art.
I love that. There's actually a Facebook group for artists around the world, and they post their art, and they sell it through Facebook. And I joined the group, and I'm always looking at it and blown away by the level of talent worldwide and what's possible to buy from somebody else in some other country to put in your home or space and adorn it.
It's beautiful. It just, and that is a beautiful way to use that internet connection. That's beautiful.
It's a great honoring. It really is. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the work you do out in the world, and I can sense the gravity of what you're taking on and what it might take out of you in order to show up that way and how big a job this is, how do you clear yourself or cleanse yourself to release all of that when you're done with your day of work?
Well, my, you know, my part of what my gifts are is, as I said earlier, I'm able to clear entities and alien stuff, and I clear people all day long and work on people all day long. And I find that a lot of mental illness and mental difficulties has everything to do with that person having entities in them. You know, in the old days, there would be some kind of exorcism, and the priests would come in and do an, I mean, this is basically what I'm doing, but I'm doing it in a different format. And I'm able to work on people wherever they are in the world, because time and space for me is not the same as it is for everyone else. So again, I'm going to make the difference between what I'm doing and what a spiritual person will feel. In other words, we're all spiritual, right? We all have that connection to God, to Source. And what I'm doing is I'm like a specialist. I'm an energy surgeon, and I have the ability to put myself in front of someone and literally go in and work on their organ, work on their liver. I've healed lesions on the liver. I've gotten brain tumors gone. I've done heart surgeries, you know, triple bypass. I'm like a surgeon. So that's what makes me kind of in this different grouping of, you know, what I'm doing. Yes, we're all spiritual. Yes, everybody needs to keep their energy field clear. So for me, daily, I'm burning cedar all the time because cedar is what clears negative energy out. Sage is used to bless things. So that's a big misunderstanding.
That's huge.
In the New Age world, yes. And, you know, out on the reservation, any Native tribe you come across, they're going to say, yeah, we burn cedar. It's the New Age community that decided sage smells good, so we're going to burn sage. And
wow. So, y'all are going to take a lot away from today, but that's a big one right there. And I, you know, people are constantly saying, I just moved into a new place, and I burn sage. And it's like, okay, Very nice to know. So cedar is the way to go.
Cedar
and when
is
we
the
come
way
back,
to go.
Cedar, cedar, cedar.
Yes.
We're going to be talking more with Sonia. She's got a book that's fairly recent called Spirit Traveler. And as you can tell, she time travels and does many other things as a clairvoyant, a psychic, and a healer. We're going to learn more specifically when we come back. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes. And the app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. And join me after the show on Facebook, Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skincare. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to MyBestsellerBook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Sonia Grace at SoniaGrace.com. And Sonia, you came out with a book recently called Spirit Traveler, Unlocking Ancient Mysteries and Secrets of 8 of the World's Great Historic Sites. And I know I was researching you, there was an interview of you in Awareness magazine, and you have a quote, and here's the quote: "In my spirit travels, I too have defied the natural order, bypassing what is known as current time to go back to the past." Whoa. Very cool. Talk about that. Talk about being a spirit traveler. And first, do you do it through remote viewing or is it actual time traveling?
No, it's actual time traveling. And I have to say that this is years of me first starting out as a hands-on healer and moving into long-distance work when, you know, I was truly ready to do that. Guides, everybody said, yes, you're ready to go here now. And doing that for a long, long time, and then moving into spirit traveling and being taken, not until in meditation I have an experience where I completely dissolve. It's like my body just dissolves into the air, little particles just going out like that, you know, that sprinkly dust that you can sprinkle on people. You know, it's like it just goes out, and I'm dissolved. And it's then that then my guides hold their hand out, and I go with them. I never go anywhere without them. And so this is not astral projecting. This is not, you know, somehow remote viewing. This is, I literally have the experience of going up and traveling, and when we land, particularly where we're coming down to a site, oftentimes it's not this time period. We have actually crossed the boundary of time, and we're now back in 10,000 BC.
Oh my God.
We're back in 5,000 BC. And you know, I know it because the monument or whatever it is I'm looking at is not there. And then they show me what happened. It's so cool. It's like how the progression over time, what was built, and then that went away, and then this was built, and then that went away, and then suddenly, you know, it's 4,000 BC, and those big sarsen stones are being placed. Oh, okay, this is the progression of how that happened. Yeah, it's a really interesting book because I give a very scientific, this is what we know, this is what history, this is what archaeologists have told us, and now after you get through that, I'm going to take you into my spirit travels and give you the opportunity to see history from a different point of view.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about your knowledge now after going to all these ancient sites?
We are coming to the end of a phase of humanity. And you brought something up at the beginning of the show. You said we are in the birth canal, and that's exactly right. We are very much in the birth canal. And what's happening is we're coming to the end of a phase of humanity which started when Atlantis fell, when Lemuria fell, around 10,000 BC, so it's 12,000 years ago. These huge portals opened up all over the world, and it was like the Earth signaling our galaxy and beyond, okay, we're ready for a new phase of humanity. And that signal to the heavens brought in the star beings or demigods that came through to different parts of the world and literally created, cross-pollinated with that group of humans. And they created a culture and ceremony and ritual and all these things that started humanity up again. You know, we'd gone through the fall of these civilizations and a lot of cataclysmic events on Earth. So now it's this new phase. We're coming to the end of a phase of humanity, which is why people are running. Oh, I got to get my spiritual groove on. I'm there. I'm almost there. It's like people are trying so hard to gather what it is that they feel they have not done yet before this phase ends. And I don't mean like the world's going to end. I mean that we, the adults of the world, are getting ready to hand the baton to our children who will start up this new phase of humanity. And that's why it's important that we're very conscious and aware of how we're taking care of the planet and what we're doing for this planet before we hand that baton to our children, because they and generations to follow will have that template to work with. So the choices that we make right now are really, really important. And, you know, everybody has their consciousness as a part of that.
Very interesting. And thank you for confirming that, because that's real. That can tell you that's my feeling in my life right now.
Yes.
About the birth canal. And I love what you shared about the importance of us having awareness about what we're doing in our lives to other people and to the planet as a whole, because we're bequeathing it to our children. I see very strongly in the kids that I'm meeting today, there's hope. There's a lot of hope. Mm-hmm. And they're extraordinary and gifted in ways we weren't, not just through technology, but also, you know, that rainbowism we talk about. Mm-hmm. And this, what the millennials are also leaving, which is this, it's like the new version of hippie, you know, the new version of chill and less drive than my generation had, and, you know, adhering to rules and all that stuff. But there's hope there. But, yeah, we have to show up to give them the goods so they can take over.
We do, and there's a there's a gap in consciousness going on, and that is, excuse me, we live in duality. You know, there's good, there's bad, there's hot, there's cold, right? And you know, there's joy, there's anger, you know, there's all this dualism. That's the soup that we swim in. We're swimming in duality. And so we have for centuries gone outside our human form to measure what is going on. We've gone outside of ourselves. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's bad. Oh, look, honey, there's a fire. We better run. That's really bad, right? You know, it's like we're outside of ourselves, but now what's happening at the end of this phase of humanity is duality is literally splitting apart. Our poles on the planet have started to shift, and dualism in 100 years will no longer be the soup that we swim in. And we will have to rely upon that inner compass, yes, the one you talked about. I see that compass very much in the soul body. It's what our soul comes in with. And it's at that very, very deep level that we know what is right and wrong at a soul level. So we're trying to navigate this big soup that, you know, we're swimming in, and we're watching it get more extreme. Like, the things that are really bad, they're really bad. Like, we have warships going to the, you know, sit outside of Korea right now. You know, it's like they're really bad. And then we've got really, really good things happening that are just mind-blowingly good. So as we experience this shift, this split in dualism, we as people for centuries, lifetimes of measuring outside of ourselves are being required to go within. You know, and this is when everyone can stop and say, darn it, why wasn't I born a Tibetan monk for all my past lives? I'd have this down, right? But that's not the case. You know, we're humans. We like to experience and explore and be curious. So it is truly an inside job now. We must rely upon going within ourselves and really learning that navigational system that we came in with, but that we somehow have amnesia about because, you know, we're inhabiting this dense physical form.
Dense physical form, indeed. Folks, we're going to take a break, but please know we come back. We'll be talking to Sonia about animal totems, animal communication, and why and how she creates stability for clients. This is Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me on Twitter. My name, Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dashinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Life is good. We feel it. In you is such a beauty and a power and a love that can never die. It's always there. It's inviolate. And though it may be covered up by experience temporarily, it's real. And we're here to uncover that destiny and allow it to shine according to our unique patterns as individual expressions of God. Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes? You feel it?
I'm back with Sonia Grace. This is Debbie Dashinger. And Sonia, you offer so many things. You're a clairvoyant, a psychic, a healer. You do personal appointments, long-distance healings and clearings, past life sessions. And one of the things I read that you do is animal totem readings. And I gotta ask you, what is the benefit about learning what our animal totem is, and how does that influence our life to know about it?
Well, you know, the everybody connects with animals. I don't care who you are. You know, you have deer in your backyard. You know, we have deer in the backyard. People have dogs. Mm-hmm. They have cats. They have birds. They have iguanas. They have horses, cows, sheep. You know, they got all these different animals in their lives. We all connect to the animal world. And by the way, the animal world, all the animals are the healers of this world that we're in. And when your dog comes and lays in your lap, they're taking stuff on for you. They're actually, if there's an entity in your field, that your dog will sometimes take that on so that you don't have to bear that. So when people call me and they want a session, well, Sonia, you know, I've got something going on with my right knee. Can you work on my right knee? And by the way, Fluffy is acting up really weird and I can't figure out what's wrong. I will not only clear the client and work on their knee, but I will go and clear Fluffy and see, oh, yeah, there's an entity on Fluffy. Let me get that out. And sure enough, the dog's behavior goes back to the way that, you know, Fluffy normally behaves. Same with cats. You know, whatever your pet is, they're there as healers. And animals are a much higher vibration than humans, contrary to the human ego. They are a much higher vibration than we are. So knowing what your animal totem is, knowing what animal relates to your heart or your belly or your first chakra or your seventh chakra is really, really cool because you then start to recognize your world around you. For example, let's say you have a bird, a hawk in your totem, and you see a hawk daily flying over your place. Mm. It's like, okay, where is that hawk in your totem? It's down in your gut. It's in your belly. So what is that hawk flying over trying to tell you? It's flying east. It's, you know, always going the same direction, the same path. You have to think about that. It's like nature's way of giving you a message, a sign. It's how people used to live back in the day before we had, you know, technology, before we had phones and apps and television. You know, it's like we used to watch the signs
nature
of what was being said to us. Yes.
And do totems ever change, or do you have the same totem throughout your life?
You have the same totem throughout your life. And those animals in the totem are like you can dial into your body. Let's say, you know, you have a raccoon at your third chakra and you've got some kind of, you know, thing going on between your gallbladder and your intestines. You can actually tune in and communicate with that raccoon, see that raccoon sitting in there, sitting in front of you, whatever, and have the raccoon help you to address the problem. And of course, what do raccoons do? They take things and they wash them, and then, you know, they put, you know, it's like what a great, you know, helper for you to help your physical condition. There's so
Has
many
Has anybody
tools.
Ever had a sloth or a bat for an animal totem?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so going back to, you know, the work that I do with animals, I probably have more human clients, but I have equally worked on as many animals. And people call me for both. And sometimes it's, you know, it's, well, you know, Sonia, talk to me, but like I said, you know, my cat's acting weird. Can you clear her? You know, and
wow.
And there's some people who call me with an emergency appointment. You know, something's really wrong with my dog. He's not breathing right. You know, he's got, you know, and I'm very practical for your listeners, so they know this. I'm the first person to say, go to the vet, get him checked. You know, it's sure. Like, go to the doctor, go to the emergency room. It's like, I am very practical, and I work with a lot of doctors. I work with a lot of nurses. I'd say 40% of my clientele are psychologists. It's like I'm very practical in my approach, and I love it when people want me to work on them, but I also encourage, if there is a need for Western medicine or Eastern medicine or anything else, that is a part of the triage that's being created.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, you also do work and assist people with missing children cases. This is just a personal aside. I don't know how you do it because I would.
Yeah.
I'm way too sensitive.
Yeah.
I'd be beyond the beyonds. How does that work, and how do you find or assist with these missing children?
Well, they're very difficult, and I am very selective as to what I will work on at this point. I've learned things about human trafficking that I wish I never knew, especially after teaching children for so many years. It's like, oh, my God, do I really need to know this? And, you know, it's hard. It's painful. I have found people. One gal I found actually was a undercover cop, and she was working on a really big drug ring, and they were drugging her. They were drugging her, and she was not able to get help or call anybody to get help, and her mom actually, my client, called me and said, I think something's really wrong. We have to find her. And I completely pinpointed what street she was on. And,
wow.
And the cops came in and they got her out. And I had told her mom that they were going to transfer her to Florida the next day and then take her to South America because this was drug cartel business. And she confirmed it. She said they had plans to take her to Florida the next day. And it was dramatic. And, you know, it's like, you know, how much hair color do you want to invest in? it's really hard. And when, you know, when it's a child that's missing, it's like, you know, I have to stay very centered and very clear on what I'm getting. I've had my life threatened many times on cases, and that's why now I'm very selective as to what I will work on. And honest to God, I have, on an average, I should be working, you know, 4 to 5 clients a day. I'm averaging 11 to 12 people a day. It's insane. And I'm booked out through the end of June right now. And, you know, it's just going to keep getting more and more. And I appreciate that. I'm happy to be working and to be in service. But there's so many things that I'm addressing on just the healing front that I've really limited how much I'm working on cases.
I love the part in your bio that reads, over 30 years you've been offering immediate stability, healing, and guidance. For me, the words were stability, immediate stability. Mm-hmm. How do you provide clients stability? What does that look like or feel like?
Well, first I clear them. And a lot of times what's going on in the energy field or in the body is what is causing the wonky, unstable behavior. You know, so clearing entities, clearing any kind of congestion and, you know, stuff that gets into the field really helps the client to right back to center and say, okay, I see the light now, okay. So I'm creating stability that way. And then I'm also doing a tremendous amount of processing work with my clients. You know, I go in to process with them. We work with the inner child. We work with what I call the Holy Trinity, which is the male and female sides of the body, and the child, the inner child. And if we learn to parent that inner child and we learn how to take responsibility for that inner child, we then learn how to navigate our lives without going outside of ourselves to get approval or get some kind of acknowledgement or all the things that we're constantly trying to achieve outside of ourselves. Give me love, give me approval, give me this. No, we're going to give this to the inner child, and we're going to fill that inner child up with everything that he or she needs so that there is no sense of I have a deficit here that needs to be fulfilled. Yeah, so that's a huge piece of my work that I do with my clients. And I have some clients who, you know, who work with me on a weekly basis. Some work with me, you know, every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever. But there is a consistency because I tell people all the time, it's the process. We are in a process. It's not the finish line. It's not the goal. We will process our stuff for our whole lives. So how is it you want to experience the process? Do you want to have fun with it? Do you want to feel like you're, you know, you're really learning things and you're getting somewhere? Or do you want to just be so hooked on your goal and where you're going that you don't experience the process, thus nothing happens?
Wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Sonia, what do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams or desires?
Well, I just finished my fifth book, and it's going to be going out into the world shortly, and I'm writing a whole series of spirit traveler books. I'm doing a lot of film work on spirit traveler. I've got a wonderful meditation retreat in October here in Oregon coming up called Earth Circle. That is October 5th through 8th, and I'm going to be on the Ancient Mysteries Revealed cruise that Susan Schmunsky is putting on. That's November 11th through the 18th. I'll be doing in-person private sessions with people on board the ship, and we'll be going, of course, on excursions to the shore. Plus, you know, the other thing is I've got a retreat that I'm doing in Scotland just this next month in May. That I'm really excited about. It's called Earth Medicine, and it's all about connecting with earth energy. And basically what I've learned in my spirit travelers, what the ancient people used to do. So I'm super, super excited about that. And I wanted to make sure that your listeners know that the spelling of my name is with a J, S-O-N-J-A. So many people want to write, you know, S-O-N-Y-A. So if you're looking me up, it's S-O-N-J-A.
Great. And that's where they can find all the things you're talking about. Is it SonjaGrace.com? And it's S-O-N-J-A-Grace.com. That's
correct.
The best place.
Yeah.
Yes,
terrific. Of course. Yeah.
Thank you so much. This could have gone on and on. Fascinating to have you here and to start to get to know you. You are very welcome to come back anytime. And I really wish you the best with this book and all you're creating out in the world.
Thank you so much. It was really wonderful to meet you, Debbie, and to get to do this. So thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Sonia. And I end today's show with this quote from John R. Miller. If you will call your troubles experiences and remember that every experience develops some latent force within you, you will grow vigorous and happy, however adverse your circumstances may seem to be. You can subscribe to my international YouTube videos, inspirational, at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it is time for you to become a best-selling author, time to learn how to get booked on radio and get really big results, well, go to mybestsellerbook.com. It is a guaranteed service for the authors. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want.